I could see through the flames just enough to see bodies, people in the fire, screaming for mercy, burning in this place. And I knew I didn't want to go in there. The pain I endured already was bad enough, but the heat and the flame, what I knew was worse. And these people were begging to get out, and there were these big creatures lined all around the edge of it. And as the people clawed up trying to get out, they would be shoved back in to the fire and not allowed out. And I thought, oh, this place is so horrible and horrendous. All this is going on at the same time. You're thirsty and you're hungry and you're exhausted. You don't get to sleep in hell either. You need sleep, just like you would now. Your body needs sleep. Revelation 14:11 says, "And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night." You never get to sleep. You can imagine how that is, never sleeping. And the water again, Zechariah 9:11, "The prisoners out of the pit where there is no water." Absolutely no water in hell. I knew that hell's location is in the center of the earth. That's where it's at, in the center of the earth. I understood that I was about 3,700 miles deep in the earth. And we know that the earth's diameter is 8,000 miles, so halfway would be about 4,000. I was about 3,700 miles down. And in Ephesians 4:9, it says, "Jesus descended into the lower parts of the earth." Numbers 16:32 says, "The earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and they went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon him." That's where hell is right now. Later, hell and death will be cast into the lake of fire, and it says that'll be cast into outer darkness. That's after Judgment Day, but right now it is in the earth. And I was alongside this pit of fire, and I saw all these demons all lined up in along the walls, all sizes and shapes of every kind of deformed, ugly creature you can imagine. There were all twisted, deformed creatures, huge ones, small ones. There were giant spiders, huge spiders this big, and rats and snakes and worms, because the Bible talks about worms that cover thee, Isaiah 14:11. There were all kind of abominable creatures everywhere, and they seemed to be chained. They seemed to be chained to the walls. And I wonder why. I wonder why these things are chained to the walls. I didn't understand that. But there's a scripture on that where Jude 6 says, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." And so maybe that's what I saw. I don't know, but that's what it appeared to be. And I was glad, because I didn't want them to get to me. They all hated me with a passion. That was another thing I didn't understand, was they weren't just creatures. They had a hatred towards mankind. So I was glad they were chained to the walls. And I...